Brad, what are your thoughts just on the secondary going into this weekend, knowing you've got three parts now, didn't practice today, especially at corner?
Oh, we have a plan. I mean, we have a plan as far as, you know, what we'd like to do and how we'd like to do it, you know, going into the game. But they've done a good job in practice this week, okay? Even though we have some missing parts, they've done a really nice job. So that's not a big, you know, that's not a big deal for me right now, because if we continue to stick together and execute the plan that we have, then I think we can carry it out.
How challenging is this Eagles offense, and how different is it from anything we've seen before?
Because of the skill level, you know, Vic's obviously an excellent player. McCoy is extremely good player, and then you got Jackson, who's a really good player, and Avant. You know, those skill levels are really good. So when you add that with the things that they're doing now, it's an offense that can move the football all over the field.
When you add in the injuries that you guys just have defensively, how much of a larger challenge does it make it for you guys defensively?
Whether you miss one guy or two guys, it's always difficult because you don't have continuity.
When Chip Kelly was hired,
when he was hired, there's no doubt about that. You know, it was something that was new coming into the National Football League, and so obviously you wanted to go and prepare for something that was new and challenging coming into the league.
And Spencer Basinger was saying that he's seen some similarities to what he remembers facing at Oregon in practice. I mean, is there much transition to going back to his Oregon days? How much have you reviewed?
Oh, we watched a lot of tape on the Ducks over the last, not only their 2012 season, but 11, 10, you know. So there's some things that are similar. There's some things that, you know, he hasn't put in his whole offense yet, we feel like. So there are things out there that haven't been tested, but there's some similarities.
When Ross went down last week, did Terrell take over corner and then you move McBride into the corner in the nickel stuff? Or
McBride came in, and then McBride came in because Terrell played the nickel position. We played basically a nickel set last week.
The whole way after the injury?
Yeah. Well, really even before the injury, though. Yeah. We basically played that type of game last week.
What's your level of concern along the defensive line, and look like Joseph and Jenkins may not go? How do you feel about that and playing the young guys?
I don't have any problem playing Jonathan, okay? I think he's, you know, we've been saying all along we wanted to try to find a way to get him, you know, some game experience. We're going to wait. I'm not going to answer any medical questions because I think we'll get some guys back.
Do you worry at all about their ability to wear you guys down just with the tempo and the speed that they bring?
I think our conditioning level is pretty good. You know, I think that we have to do a good job of getting off the field. So if we do a good job of getting off the field, being more successful on third down, then it does not concern me that way.
Is Jason Pierre-Paul still drawing a lot of double teams, or is he getting kind of the one-on-one that you'd like him to get?
I haven't just gone up and calculated, you know,
what all
he's getting, you know, but he has some one-on-ones, and then I know in the game last week he did draw a couple of double teams at times. So I think, you know, yes and no. I don't know that number or could give you a number on that.
Obviously, a lot of the attention is on the scheme and the speed with which they play and Chip's offense run. I mean, you've seen LeSean McCoy before. You've faced him before. You've had some success. He's had success. In the offense now, is it enhancing how good he is, or is he just growing as a player?
I think it's a little bit of both, aren't you know, really, because he's running like he ran like several years ago. He's an outstanding runner, and I think the scheme buys him an opportunity to showcase his talents even more. I think it's a two-way street. That it's some scheme, and then he's just playing lights-out football.
Might it have been wishful thinking for everybody to assume that when JPP got his uniform and started playing that he'd be the same old guy that he was before the surgery?
Can you ask me that again?
I'm just wondering, it seemed like everybody expected him to come back once he came back and be the dominant guy. And I don't think he's been that dominant guy, so I'm just wondering, was it expecting too much for a guy coming off back surgery to...
Yeah, I think everybody's expectation level was so high that he would come back and be Superman. I'll use that term, okay? But obviously a player has to work himself back into shape. He has to work himself back into football mentality, and he has to keep working at his craft in order for him to, for his skills to rise to the top level.
Because Tom said he thought he was starting to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I would agree with that.
You had said a couple weeks ago that Terrell was the exclusive guy at the slot, or at least in that game plan. Do you still view him as the guy on the inside, or is he now an option to bump outside?
He's an option. You know, we have a plan. We have some flexibility whether to do that, bump him out, you know, do some things like that. So, you know, that's part of, you know, our scheme and our plan.
The pass rush really hasn't quite gotten going yet, but how important or how good would it be to see it get going in a game like this, and how much can that help to slow down the Eagle offense?
I think that we have to get them into situations where they want to drop back and throw the football, and then the pass rush would be huge in that sense. As we studied this offense in the off season and through during this season, they're a good running offense, and they are a good running offense with a play-action pass. We've got to create those situations where they become a drop-back offense.
I think last week, Alex Smith had a couple of longer runs out of the pocket. Was the plan just that maybe you guys were okay with him trying to beat you with his legs?
No. We were trying to keep him bottled up, and we wanted to not let him run, okay, but he did escape on us a couple of times. I think he had an 11-yarder, and then he had one for like six or something like that when he broke out of the I think one was a design draw. We tried to, and he was not successful on the third down attempt. So, but yeah, he did run on us a couple of times.
So, seeing that, then I guess and maybe you can fix the cracks in there. I mean, does that help even more with Vic? Because I mean, he's gonna try to get out of the pocket in a similar way.
To be able to see it last week and try to, like you say, fix the cracks. I'll use your term there. We definitely learned from that situation.